And in the wake of Sunday's mass shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando, security plans are being reexamined in the many LGBT communities preparing for their annual Pride celebrations. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from San Francisco, the massacre in Orlando is causing some to think twice about whether they'll attend this year.
At the corner of 18th and Castro, in San Francisco's predominantly gay Castro district, there's an impromptu memorial for the Orlando shooting victims. Candles, flowers, and signs that read, "Love conquers hate, and you only make us stronger." One young man, student Daniel Koperich, solemnly watches the memorial for several minutes.
I think it's such a horrific event, and unfortunately, it scares us all, so.
That fear, he says, extends to his plans to attend San Francisco's Pride Parade in 2 weeks. Koperich says he'll be there, but with some hesitation.
And especially what happened with the reports about the guy who came with explosives to LA Pride, I'm scared and I'm hopeful that SFPD will be doing their job for San Francisco Pride to make sure that we're all safe, having a safe space.
San Francisco boasts one of the largest Pride celebrations in the country. As many as 1 million people are expected. The police aren't commenting on their plans to beef up security, but they and federal law enforcement agents plan to be out in force. Sam Singer is a spokesman for SF Pride.
And we aren't going to see it. We aren't going to know about it. But they're going to be out there, extra eyes, extra hands, extra ears, to ensure public safety of the LGBT community, supporters, friends, and family, because a lot of people are going to be there to show solidarity to those who fell in Orlando.
Other cities like Chicago, New York, and Houston also promise more police on the street in uniform or not. George Bunick is the executive assistant police chief in Houston.
We want people to come downtown to enjoy the festival. We want people to come downtown to enjoy the parade. We don't want them to be in any type of fear, because we're going to be down there trying to keep everybody safe.
It was later revealed that Houston police are investigating a threat against the Pride event posted on a now-deleted Twitter account. In Denver, more than 350,000 people are expected to attend that city's Pride Fest this weekend. The event's spokesman, Rex Fuller, says it's been an emotional week. He was in his office first thing Sunday morning when he got a surprise visitor.
One of the officers from District 6 showed up and just knocked on the door and said, "Hi, we're just going around to different businesses and gay organizations just to make sure everybody's okay." It's been very comforting to have people say, "We've got your back."
Back in California, outside a coffee shop in Oakland, law student Carla Lopez says she'll attend the San Francisco Pride celebration with reservations. There might be safety in numbers, she says, but after the mass shootings in Sandy Hook, Charleston, and Orlando, she's not so sure.
If not a school, if not a church, if not a gay bar, what is a safe space? I don't know.
Lopez smiles and says being queer means you always have to think about security. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.